Alaska to be divided by the guide board. We were the trial area. There was a lot of give and take. I lost a portion of my hunting areas. I took my licks, and I think we all did here. It was a dirty and really a thankless job that the board had to do, but in looking at the future, I think we all came out for the better. Those guides that think we can hunt like we did years ago here, blowing in the wind. We have more guides, outfitters each year, and the population of Alaska gets larger. I don't think you can get away from that. It's just simple arithmetic to see what's going to happen in the future. We've got to build fences before there's no resource to build them around. I like to cruise Kodiak Island and hunt anywhere like we used to be able to do. But I've got enough sense to know that things just can't be like they were in the good old days. I'm in agreement with Mr. Gray's testimony that this exclusive area concept really likens itself to the limited entry on fisheries. The only stable fisheries that we have left in Kodiak, and that's our bread and butter here for the most of the people that live on the island, is a salmon fishery. It's the only fishery that has the limited entry concept. All others are under the interim permit system, and they're failing sadly. You only have to look at our economy after a crab and shrimp season this winter. As far as the new guides are concerned, I think that this also could be compared to the limited entry system. I can well understand, believe me, the position of a new guide. In the off season, the summer, I fish. My whole family fishes. I have three youngsters now in high school, 16, 17, and 18 years old, that would like to continue fishing. The only possible way that they can do so is to put out a fee which is going to liken itself to six figures to get themselves a permit to fish. I don't see any difference here in looking at a comparison between what my children are going through. One of my boys now is applying for a permit and has put down some of his hard-earned fishing money on it, and he's looking at a $90,000 fee. If a 17-year-old boy has to do that and wants to do it bad enough, I can't really see why the new guides can't do the same. I'm in wholeheartedly in favor of, like I say, retaining the guide board, and I thank them really for the right to be able to hunt on Kodiak, for without this exclusive area decision, as I say, we'd not be able to. On regard to 16.05, I'm totally against that. I feel that as a guide on Kodiak that I do my share in bringing hunters into the state whereby they pay a $250 bear tag, a $60 hunting license, and a $5 permit fee. I take it on myself to do all this paperwork, and I just feel a little bit ripped off by the state if I were to be charged $20 per bear after so many. More than that, the state going back 3 years in my records to dig out 20 bucks a crack. It sounds like kind of a smallish thing that we could do without. In closing, I'd like to thank the committee for your time. And Mr. Bradley, one last thing. I wonder if we could have one of the guide board members comment on this fish snagging incidents where a license by a guide was revoked. I think if they could hear the conditions under which it was revoked, that a lot of people might feel a little differently if I was at that meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leon. It's been a long time since I saw you and heard your voice. Unless my memory fails me, it was at Las Vegas at the Safari Club International convention. Thanks for your fine testimony, and according to our records here, that's the last one. Unless some station has someone that's come in late that we're not aware of, all networks will canvass at this time. Anchorage, do you have anyone else? Over.
No, Mr. Chairman, we do not.
Bethel, anyone? Over.
No, Mr. Chairman, none at all.
Bethel, anyone? Over. Fairbanks, over.
Mr. Chairman, there's no one here at this time.
Thank you. Kenai Soldatna, over.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Ketchikan, over. Kodiak, any more? Over.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Kotzebue, any more? Over.
We have no one to testify.
Thank you, Mary. Wasilla, any more?
No, Mr. Chairman, but we would like to know how long you will accept written testimony on this subject.
We'd like to have it in within the next week, because we're going to finalize this sunset as quickly as possible. We've got so many bills this year. It seems thus far finance and commerce have the most, and we're just trying to get the sunsets behind us. So preferably in the next week if possible, but we'll accept it to the last minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sitger, anyone else to testify? Over. Well, it seems that there are no more, but there was a request by Leon Francisco to have someone to testify in regard to the snagging. But before we do, if we have anybody here that wishes to, I'd like to inform everyone that we've had our Senator Ferguson here, Senator Stimson, Senator Stergalewski, Senator Kelly sick with the flu today. So he wasn't here, and myself, Senator Bradley. So thank you very much for your participation, and we'll finalize this sunset as quickly as we can, and hopefully to the satisfaction of our most everyone. And now I'll see if we have anyone here that wishes to make any comments concerning snagging and minor offenses. Would you, Mark? Mr. Mark Jensen may have some comments.
I didn't quite understand the question, Mr. Chairman. I didn't quite understand
right.
It, Chairman.
Our Kodiak, Mary Jo, if our Leon is still there, would he repeat his question in as much detail as possible? And Mr. Mark Jensen, Chairman of the Board, will attempt to reply. Over.
Yes, sir, Bradley. I just wanted to know if Mr. Jensen might comment on this situation where a guide's license was revoked because of snagging a fish. I think that if the committee could hear the circumstances, they might look on that a little bit different. I attended that meeting and I listened most of the hearing. That was my question.
Mr. Chairman, I'll try and comment on that. There was a situation where a guide was brought before our board by our attorneys. And the matter.
Is the button pushed up?
Down or up?
Up, towards you. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the matter of a snagging of a fish, it seems that this particular guide had been observed flying in the Kenai River with a plane, and they. Had been snagging fish illegally. The two protection people moved in on him and made the accusation and the violation. And as they were writing out the ticket, he actually scorned them to the point that he just took another fly rod out and you might say started doing the same thing again. Now he hired an attorney and came before our board, and I can say this very candidly: the attitude of this guide in the matter of this type of violation impressed the board to the maximum that he cared less about this little violation and was actually arrogant from the standpoint of so what. He had an attorney and everything was going to work out. And our board members, I don't know if you know them or not, but you can start with Don Harris and Bill Stroker and Mr. Sutcliffe and go right down the list, are not the type of people in Alaska that's going to sit on a board and have a guide in front of them be arrogant from the standpoint that even though I snagged a fish and I've broken the law, so what? And it was on the basis of his personal attitude and nothing else that that man's license was revoked. And the comment right down through the board when we talked about this was, this is not the type of a person that this board is going to condone to hold a guy's license, regardless of what the minor violation was. It was just that simple.
Leon, do you have any further remarks to make as a result of Mark's remarks? Over.
That's a negative. I just wanted Mark to make that clear. I've heard this thing kicked around so much where the guy got his license taken away for snagging a fish that I just wanted it clarified. Thank you, Senator Bradley.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you, Chairman.
All networks, are there any additional individuals that have arrived late that would wish to testify before we sign off? Over. I suppose we can assume that there are no more. Thank you very much for your cooperation, and we will close down the network at this station, and you may do the same. Out.
I didn't want to have this.